Thank you for being with us this morning. We appreciate it. And obviously moving the meeting time up in the month of November because of the holiday break next week.
Yes, our students are ready, and so I think our staff members are too. next week, our students will be home for the week, and we want to wish all of their families a great holiday, and hopefully they have a lot of time to spend together.
And it's a full week of Thanksgiving break, the new calendar that came out a couple years ago. That shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. You can always find the calendar at mccse.edu to check that all out. Or as I always say, Dr. DeMuth, just ask one of the kids in school, and they'll tell you exactly every day they're off throughout the year, and you'll never have to forget any of that. But Keith, what do we have coming up at the meeting tomorrow?
Tonight.
See how easy this is to get screwed up?
Meeting tonight. Dr. DeMuth, tell us about some of the things that are going on that are going to be highlighted tonight.
Well, this evening, although it's not at our board meeting, it's actually at the city, the Status of Children and Youth are presenting a number of our students what they call the Swagger Award. And the Swagger Award stands for Students Who Act Generously, Grow, and Earn Respect. So as you can well imagine, these are kids that just do a really good job every day, and we really appreciate the city recognizing them. So it's something that we can't attend, but we'll have a lot of our building-level administrators there. And so we're very thankful to the city for hosting those. And then, you know, congratulations to those families of those students and those students for doing such a great job each and every day.
Now, the MCCSE was part of the group that sponsored the appearance of the State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Dr.
McCormick. Yes.
And that was a great evening. What did you get out of that as superintendent?
Well, I think that Dr. McCormick is trying to do a really good job of using all of her skill sets to work with the legislature and to work on behalf of children in Indiana. And so she has been a teacher, a building level administrator, a superintendent. So she does understand the kinds of things that are that confront teachers and administrators. And so she also has a really good insight into, she has her own family, so she has good insight into what parents want for their children. And then she knows how to work with legislators on both sides of the aisle. So I have to say I'm very appreciative of her work, and she does a really nice job talking with legislators and in a way that gets our point across and gets her point across. And I think she's going to be able, again, to work on both sides of the aisle in the best interests of our children.
Judy, she gave a heads up on what the legislature is talking about with various degrees, diplomas, testing, and graduation and all that. It sounds like it's a mess and it's changes. And how do you ever figure out from one year to the next what you're going to be doing? So what's your takeaway of where we ought to be going and what she was talking about in that?
So with the Every Student Succeeds Act, which is a federal mandate, the states have to respond with how they're going to handle the requirements federally. And so what the state's struggling with is how do we make sure we fulfill all of those federal requirements to make sure we can still get our flow of federal money in a way that works for our system. And really the critical juncture here in Indiana is the diploma, because what the federal government said, in every state you have to use the diploma that most students get. And so with that then is a diploma that really, we have different levels of diplomas. We have various diplomas for academic honors, for technical honors, for all kinds of things. And then we have also what's called a general diploma. Well, the federal government is saying most kids get a diploma other than the regular general diploma, so you can't use that any longer. You have to use these layers of other diplomas. And so that's very controversial in our state, because we do have, I think she said, like 9,000 students
right.
who still get what's called a general diploma, which means they're doing the very best they can. They're moving through all the requirements of high school, but they don't have a real specialty or a career pathway guiding them. And so, as you can well imagine, you know, many of our students who struggle in school, they're doing, again, the best they can based on all their circumstances. They're getting a high school diploma, meeting all the requirements, but they don't have technical honors. They don't have academic honors. They don't have a pathway that they're following, so to speak. It's more general. And the federal government has said, we're not going to honor that diploma. So that's very controversial. I kept saying, and many people said, why can't we just say the general diploma is the only diploma that Indiana's recognizing, and then make threads from that diploma of different specialty areas? And unfortunately, the federal government did a look-back period of a few years and said, no, you didn't do that before, and you're not going to do that going forward. So we're struggling with that.
What problem does that solve?
None.
Well, that's kind of my point. So I sit here and scratch my head and say, well, that's okay.
And we're leaving 9,000 students out in the cold.
Right.
When we do
it
something
makes no
like
sense.
That.
No, it doesn't.
It's a technicality. It makes no sense. We filed waivers, and we'll continue to do that because, quite frankly, the only difference a diploma makes is really for that child and their area of specialty. So what difference does it make if a regular diploma works for a child and he goes or she goes and into the world of work or doing whatever they decide to do or school and it works for them? It's all good. We're trying to make kids successful. So,
you're exactly right.
It's a lot of talk about nothing, quite frankly.
It is. And all it does is push back in the wrong direction instead of push forward to something that's progressive and on to the next step, it's frustrating, and you guys have to put up with that. That's pretty frustrating.
That's right.
We're speaking with Dr. Judy DeMuth, who is the superintendent of the MCCSC. And Dr. DeMuth, it's kind of hard not to know that there's a drug problem in our area, and my hat's off to you because you're going to do some table talks, and the first one is going to help parents understand some of the issues that affect kids in our schools.
Yes.
Talk about that.
So we've put together what we call table talks, and we'll have a three-part series on that. Our first one will be Thursday, November 16th, and we'll have a panel discussing youth substance abuse, prevention, and support services. And again, I think that's a very timely topic or a group of topics, and we'll have one of our lead people on that panel to help us with that, and Mrs. Becky Rose works in this area on 24/7. So we're looking forward to that panel. The second one will be in December, and we'll be covering social media issues. And, all of our parents struggle with that, as do our students. And then our last one in January, we'll be dealing with bullying and peer relationships. So we're looking forward to those table talks. We think that we can offer our expertise to parents and hopefully expertise of parents to us. So, again, those start Thursday, November 16th.
I would sure hope that parents would come to that because you can't put your head in the sand and hope that it goes away. It is here. It is happening. And people need to know about what we're trying to do about it.
Yes, absolutely. And again, I think it's a two-way street. The more we can have conversation about these kinds of things, the better off we're all going to be, and hopefully an awareness to parents who choose or haven't had to deal with it, who may one day be sitting in a situation where they need some help.
Last week, you had an in-service day, and you had an out-of-towner in to help out with some conversation.
We did. We are just so fortunate. We were able to host really the one of the premier people in professional learning communities. Her name is Becky DeFore, and we couldn't have done that without the help of our Dr. Prankert, who works here, who actually the DeFores, who are just experts in this, sat on her dissertation committee, and so we have a relationship there. And then, as you know, Solution Tree is right in our backyard.
Right.
Jeff Jones and his group are very supportive of public education and of MCCSC, so we were able to coordinate bringing this noted authority to our teachers in a large in-service, and went extremely well. In addition to her, we had a lot of breakout sessions that our instructors, our teachers, our staff members conducted, and it was just an excellent day. And as I reflected on that day, I kept thinking, people would pay big money to go to something like that. The expertise was just amazing. So we thank Dr. Prankert and Dr. Winston for really putting a great day together for our staff members.
Before we let you go, you wanted to say something to the parents about getting ready for winter.
Oh, my gosh, it's that time. Yesterday we saw the forecast, and they were talking about all kinds of fog and, sleet and rain and winter. Please dress your children appropriately. And I know that's difficult sometimes, but we always want to be ready. And then also, some days when we just feel like it's not safe for our students and staff, we have to call school. So be ready for delays, be ready for a day off, and have a plan in place for your child. We want them to feel comfortable with that, and if they have a plan, I know they're going to feel much better about it. So appreciate their help on that.
We can only make the wonderful weather that we had last winter of how many delays did we have?
Zero.
That's the exception.
No days off.
That's not the rule. So I think that's exactly right. Have a plan in place, and we'll let you know as soon as we can if we have any of those issues moving forward. But hopefully we'll save those for 2018 so you have plenty of time to get your plan in place. Dr. DeMuth, have a great meeting tonight. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving break, and we'll talk to you coming back in December.
You too. Thanks so much. Bye now.